Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the midday news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hails Vande Mataram as a mantra of energy, dream and devotion to Mother India. Inaugurates year-long commemoration of 150 years of national song Vande Mataram in New Delhi. Campaigning for second and final phase of Bihar Assembly elections gains momentum. Leaders of several political parties hold rallies to woo voters. Supreme Court issues slew of directions to insulate key public spaces from stray dogs and other animals. India delivers humanitarian aid to Jamaica following devastation caused by Hurricane Melissa. And minimum temperature likely to plunge by 2 to 4 degrees Celsius over central India during next 48 hours, predicts IMD. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the year-long commemoration of 150 years of the national song Vande Mataram in New Delhi. The Prime Minister also released a commemorative stamp and coin on the occasion. He also launched the portal vandemataram150.in, where citizens can upload their videos of singing the national song and earn a certificate. Addressing the event at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in the national capital, the Prime Minister said Vande Mataram is a mantra, an energy, a dream and a resolution. He hailed it as a devotion and adoration of Mother India, which takes one back to history, fills the present with self-confidence and instills renewed courage to the future that any resolve can be fulfilled and there is no goal that cannot be achieved.
हमें इस सदी को भारत की सदी बनाना है ये सामर्थ्य भारत में है ये सामर्थ्य भारत के 140 करोड़ लोगों में है हमें इसके लिए खुद पर विश्वास करना होगा दुनिया का सबसे बड़ा डेमोग्राफी एडवांटेज हमारे पास
Prime Minister Modi said Gurudev Rabindranath Tagore once said that Bankim Chandra's Anandmat is not just a novel, it is a dream of an independent India. Every word written by Bankim Chandra Chattopadhyay had a deep meaning. The Prime Minister asserted that Vande Mataram is relevant in every era.
Vande Mataram kehta hai, abla ke namaye tabale, bahubal dharini namami tarini, ripudal varini Vande Mataram. Vande Mataram, arthat apar shakti dharan karne wali Bharat maa, sankaton se paar bhi karane wali aur shatruon ka vinash bhi karane wali hai. Bankim Babu ke pure mool geet ki panktiyan hai tum hi durga das praharan dharini kamala kamal dal viharini vani vidya daini namami tvam namami kamlam amlam atulam sujalam sublam mataram vande mataram
Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena, Union Culture and Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat and Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta also participated in the event. We have more from our correspondent.
Vande Mataram, Vande Mataram.
Penned by renowned Bengali poet and novelist Bankim Chandra Chatterjee, Vande Mataram stands as a symbol of India's awakening. As the British colonial rule tightened its grip, Vande Mataram found voice in India's freedom movement. Over time, Vande Mataram became a rallying cry of freedom fighters, a symbol of love and devotion to the motherland and a slogan of resistance against the foreign power. The patriotic song was originally written in Sanskrit, being officially adopted as the national song by the Constituent Assembly of India on 24th of January 1950. The then president of the Constituent Assembly, Dr. Rajendra Prasad, declared that Vande Mataram should be honored equally with the national anthem. Jana Gana Mana with Shivang and Soumya Anuja Kumar for Akashvani News.
Meanwhile, President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan paid homage to the national song Vande Mataram on the occasion of commemorating its 150 years today. Election campaigning for the second and final phase of the Bihar Assembly elections has reached its peak. Senior leaders and star campaigners of the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan, along with leaders of other parties, are undertaking whirlwind tours across poll-bound areas. In the districts of Simanchal, Magad, Shahabad and Champaran regions, leaders of various parties are conducting intensive election campaigns. We have more from our correspondent.
Addressing an election rally in Jammu in support of NDA candidates, senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah said this election will determine the direction of Bihar's development. JDU President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar today addressed a public meeting at Paharpur in East Champaran. Mr. Kumar said that during his 20 years of governance, he has fulfilled the commitments made to the people of Bihar. He added that a special effort made for women's self-reliance through the Jivika program have brought prosperity to many families. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed a public meeting in Banka in favor of Mahagathbandhan candidates. Mr. Gandhi said that the people of Bihar are politically aware of their right. RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav addressed an election rally in Jokihat in Araria. He said that if the Mahagathbandhan forms the government, eligible women beneficiaries will receive 30,000 rupees under the Mai Bahin scheme. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address two public meetings today in Aurangabad and Kaimur districts. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
In the second and final phase of the assembly elections, voting will be held on the 11th of November in 122 assembly constituencies across 20 districts, while the counting of votes will take place on November the 14th. The Supreme Court has issued a slew of directions today to insulate key public spaces from the growing stray dog menace and to clear highways of stray cattle and other animals. A bench of Justices Vikram Nath, Sandeep Mehta and N.V. Anjaria, hearing the Sewamoto matter on stray dog management across the country, has ordered that every educational institution, hospital, public sports complex, bus stand and railway station must be properly fenced to prevent the entry of stray dogs. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Varanasi this evening. He will be received by Uttar Pradesh Governor Anandiben Patel and Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath at the airport. The Prime Minister will flag off four Vande Bharat trains, including Banaras, Khajuraho and Lucknow Saharanpur tomorrow morning. There is huge excitement in Kashi regarding the Prime Minister's arrival and preparations have been made for a grand welcome.
Prime Minister will flag off the Varanasi-Khajuraho Vande Bharat Express train tomorrow. He will also virtually inaugurate the Lucknow-Saharanpur-Firozpur-Delhi and Ernakulam-Bangalore Vande Bharat Express trains. Banaras-Khajuraho Vande Bharat Express will provide direct connectivity on this route and will save approximately 2 hours and 40 minutes. The Vande Bharat Express will connect the religious and cultural places like Varanasi, Prayagraj, Chitrakoot and Khajuraho. At the same time, Lucknow-Saharanpur Vande Bharat Express will complete the journey in approximately 7 hours 45 minutes, which will save 1 hour in travel time. This train will benefit the passengers of Lucknow, Sitapur, Sahajahanpur, Bareilly, Muradabad, Bijnor and Saharanpur. With Manish Singh, Prem Chandra Gupta, Akashwani News, Varanasi.
Flight operations at the Indira Gandhi International Airport in New Delhi are currently experiencing delays following a technical issue with the air traffic control system. In a social media post, Delhi International Airport Limited Dial said the air traffic control team is working closely with all stakeholders, including Dial, to resolve the issue at the earliest. It added that passengers have been advised to stay in contact with their respective airlines for the latest flight information and updates. Dial also urged passengers to follow updates from their airlines regarding revised schedules. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. India has delivered humanitarian aid to Jamaica for disaster relief from devastation caused by Hurricane Melissa. In a social media post, the High Commission of India in Jamaica said a consignment of around 20 tons of humanitarian aid and disaster relief was sent to the Caribbean nation through an aircraft of the Indian Air Force yesterday. It added that the relief materials include the special Bhish Medical Trauma Unit and other essential supplies to support post-hurricane recovery. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, has said the upcoming International Film Festival of India, IFFI 2025, in Goa, will serve as a bridge for creators to the world. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Dr. Murugan said with 240 films from 81 countries set to screen at the film festival, IFFI will provide a global platform to Indian cinema. He added that IFFI will also incorporate new technologies with a dedicated section for AI and AI-based content. He also mentioned that over 50 films directed by women will be screened this year, giving impetus to the government's vision of Nari Shakti. The GST Bajat Utsav started on the 22nd of September of this year with the reduction of goods and services tax on many items, benefiting citizens across the country. Our correspondent brings a report on how the next generation GST reforms are boosting the economy of Tripura.
The new GST reforms are a major boost for Tripura's rural artisans, farmers and small-scale processors. By lowering taxes across key sectors of the state, local goods have become affordable and competitive. The tea industry of the state is benefiting as the GST on packaged and instant tea has been reduced from 18% to 5%. The handloom textile sector, which supports over 1 lakh weaving households, is also benefiting as stitched apparel priced up to 2,500 rupees now attract only 5% GST instead of 12%. Similarly, the GST on queen pineapple juice and other fruit juices has been cut from 12% to 5%, encouraging investment in fruit-based and agro-processing industries. Meanwhile, the tax cut from 12% to 5% on eligible handloom and handicraft items makes silk-based products from the state more affordable and market competitive. The new GST reforms are strengthening the rural economy, uplifting artisans and farmers, and reinforcing Tripura's position as a key growth hub in India's northeast. With Samarth Adarsh for Akashvani News, Delhi.
The India Meteorological Department has predicted a fall in minimum temperature by 2 to 4 degrees Celsius over central India during the next 48 hours. The weather agency also forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal today. Meanwhile, the air quality in the Delhi NCR region continues to be in the very poor category. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, an average air quality index AQI of 310 was recorded this morning. An exhibition hockey match between Sports Minister's 11 and Hockey India's 11 was played in New Delhi today to mark the centenary celebrations of Indian hockey. The match included participation from Union Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports, Mansukh Mandavia, Union Minister of Parliamentary Affairs, Kiran Rijiju and other dignitaries. Former stars of the Indian hockey team were also present on the occasion to witness the match. The match was won by the Sports Minister's 11-3-1. Indian Hockey Federation was incorporated on the 7th of November 1925, which was later replaced by Hockey India in 2009. Governor of the Reserve Bank of India, Sanjay Malhotra, today said Indian banks are far more mature compared to a decade ago. Addressing the State Bank of India Banking and Economics Conclave 2025 in Mumbai, the governor noted that the State Bank of India has transformed from being in loss in 2018 to becoming a $100 billion company today. The RBI governor highlighted a series of regulatory measures, including the asset quality review in 2015, the prompt corrective action framework, consolidation of 27 public sector banks, massive recapitalization, and the insolvency and bankruptcy code, which have fundamentally transformed India's credit culture. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hails Vande Mataram as a mantra of energy, dream and devotion to Mother India. Inaugurates year-long commemoration of 150 years of the national song in New Delhi. Campaigning for second and final phase of Bihar Assembly elections gains momentum. Leaders of several political parties hold rallies to woo voters. Supreme Court issues slew of directions to insulate key public spaces from stray dogs and other animals. India delivers humanitarian aid to Jamaica following devastation caused by Hurricane Melissa, and minimum temperature likely to plunge by 2 to 4 degrees Celsius over central India during next 48 hours, predicts IMD. With that, we end the midday news.